Hey, Alex. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for seeing me so quickly.
Sure. So what brings you in? We haven't met before.
Well, my doctor on my most recent annual physical, basically looking at my readings, my blood pressure and things like that, has been strongly suggesting I quit smoking. And, he suggested on this last visit that I come and talk to you about it.
Okay. So your doctor's worried about your smoking and would like for you to perhaps quit smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is he worried about?
Well, I mean, I think, he's got some concerns about where it's got me and at, in my physical health, at this point.
Mm-hmm. So he feels like it's causing you some health problems.
Yeah, he says my blood pressure's a little higher than it should be, and my resting heart rate's a little higher than it should be, and there's some concern about my breathing and that, yeah.
So what do you make of these concerns?
Well, I mean, my blood pressure's high and my heart rate's a little higher, I guess, than it should be, I'm not a kid anymore, so I do have a little bit trouble breathing, and I mean, I know smoking's not good for me, but I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. So there's things you like about it, some worries that you have, and you're not really sure what your next steps are.
I guess. It's nice when I'm at work, if I'm stuck on a problem at work, it's nice to be able to take a break and maybe step outside and have a minute to myself and enjoy a cigarette and think over the problem and then come back in sort of refreshed and re-energized and, re-attack whatever problem I'm working on at work.
Mm-hmm. So it's a nice break for you.
It is. It's a nice break, sure.
And you don't know what it would be like without it. Like, that seems like it would be hard to adjust.
Well, yeah, I think it would be hard to. I don't know. I mean, I've tried a couple times to quit over the years and, and I got grumpy and fussed at my wife and fussed at my kids and just would get really tense at work and it just wasn't a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So you're worried, really, actually, about what things would be like if you quit.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. And so you're grappling with, your doctor's worried about your health, would like for you to quit, has been suggesting this for a while. but you think you might not even really like who you are if you quit smoking?
I don't know. I mean, the times I've tried, it's been tough and I haven't, it hasn't been easy and I haven't been an easy person to be around. And people say, you give it a couple of weeks and that gets better, but after a week of just yelling at everybody and just being irritable and stuff, I have a hard time being with myself. I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand smoking's bad. The research is out there that says that it's bad for your health and it's bad for your heart and your lungs and lung cancer and things like that. I get that. But, I don't know. I mean, what's worse? Is one worse than the other?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The balance clearly isn't in favor of quitting for you. The jury's still out right now.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I know it doesn't... I don't want to get sick, and I don't want to have lung cancer. My grandfather passed away of lung cancer from smoking. And, I don't want to get to that point, and I don't want to have to waste away like that. But, it's hard, man. It's hard to quit. It's hard to put it down and not pick it up in the morning. I mean, I get up in the morning and I have my coffee and my cigarette and like I said, at work it's a nice break and after dinner it's a nice little time to sort of relax. It's hard. It's very much ingrained in my everyday routines and activities.
Mm-hmm. It's who you are.
I don't know if it's who I am, but it's very much a part of me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a tough spot to be in. Sounds like you've given this some thought. What do you make of what the doctor's recommendations are? And
well, I mean, I can't fault the doctor for making this recommendation. I mean, you know, his job is to look out for my physical well-being. And I'm sure in the long run, it's probably better for me physically to quit smoking. But, you know, I don't know, maybe it's not good for my mental well-being. Maybe that's why I'm here. I don't know. But, you know, I'm a different person when I've tried to quit. And I don't like that person. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe, have you ever been a smoker? I mean, have you ever tried quitting smoking? It's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you saying that. It's tough. It's not an easy place to be in. Mm-hmm. And you've had some quit attempts in the past that haven't worked out. So it's even frustrating for you.
Yeah. I tried a couple of times. I mean, I tried in college. But then, you know, finals came and it was just so much stress with finals that I just was sort of like, you know, let me get through finals and then I can think about quitting. And then once I was through, I didn't care. You know, I didn't worry about it. And, you know, and same thing, you know, getting at work and then there's a big project or something and it helps you get through those stressful moments. You know, the last time I tried to quit, I was irritable at work and I was, you know, I argued with my boss and I argued with my coworkers and I fought with my wife and I yelled at my kids. And after a couple of days of that, I just thought to myself, it's just not worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It didn't make sense for you to keep going, trying to do it.
Yeah. I mean, look, I know it's not good for me.
Can I interrupt you for a sec? Because you've said that a few times today, that you know it's not good for you. And you've mentioned your kids and your mm-hmm. wife, and it sounds like they're really important to you. And you did come to see me today. You are worried about your health.
Not sure. To some extent, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I want to be around as long as possible to, you know, see my kids grow up and flourish as adults and things like that. And I don't want to be dead at 60 of a heart attack or lung cancer or something like that. So yeah, those things are absolutely important to me, but I don't want to get there by, being a complete tyrant as I'm trying to quit and struggling with not smoking. And
if you could just get to the quit part.
If I could just get over that hump and just mm-hmm. be done with it, that would be great. Mm-hmm. But I just don't, I mean, I've tried and I just don't think I can do it.
Getting there has been really hard for you.
Absolutely.
But I hear a little bit that you would really like to get through that part.
Yeah, I mean, if mm-hmm. there was a, you know, way I could do it, if there was a miracle pill I could take, or, you know, that would get me over that hump, I would do it. But,
is it okay if I share some... Sure. Information. So there's not a miracle pill, unfortunately. I'd love it if there is. But there are some medications that can help you get through some of the more difficult cravings and make it a little bit easier. And I don't know that you've tried those in the past. And I think, you know, quitting cold turkey is the most common way that people quit smoking. And it's probably one of the hardest ways to quit. You know, and there are things that you can do to make it a little bit easier. And that has to be your choice. You know, there's lots of different ways. And we're almost out of time today, but that could be something that we talk about if you would be willing to come back again and talk a little bit about what options are to help you get through that hurdle.
I mean, I don't know. I've tried different things. I've tried the gum and the patch and, mm-hmm. and things, and they just haven't really worked for me. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's something different or maybe a different way to do it that might be more successful. But I mean, They haven't worked for me in the past. So I don't know what you could possibly offer to me that would be better, but you know, sure. I mean, I see no reason why it's not going to hurt me not to come back and talk to you.
All right. I appreciate that. So I don't end for here and we'll figure out a time next week to try and meet again.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.